cliffcentral.com.
By what we made of that decision, they will see that we shaped them a brighter future. They will know that we built them a better Britain.
She's a liar, liar.
She's a liar, right?
She's a liar, liar.
That's called She's a Liar. It's by Captain Scar. And clearly they did not vote for Theresa May.
Wow.
They don't like her at all. Good morning. It is Tuesday. It's the 13th of June. It's my buddy's birthday. Very exciting. And we're celebrating this morning for Mubs. She's turned all of 14.
Oh.
Well, you look 14.
Oh, thanks.
So there she is. Why don't we bring in the next of her surprises?
Yeah.
There's a surprise just about every half hour for Mabale this morning. Here she comes. It's Crystal. It's Crystal from Sensational Sugar. Look at that cake. Listen to Sia singing and nobody else. Oh. Listen.
Happy birthday to you.
I'm sorry for people all over South Africa and the world whose dogs have just gone crazy with the sound of Sia singing.
Oh,
isn't
my
that pretty,
goodness.
Mubs? What a cake.
What a cake indeed.
I thought you were talking about my singing being pretty. Never mind.
No, your singing is not pretty. Hey, Crystal, how are you? Grab a seat here. She's been so busy. This every time I see you, you're running around with more and more things on your plate, literally and figuratively. Now, what's going on? How are you?
I'm good.
Let me just switch on your microphone. That might help. So this cake, this is a very inspired looking cake. It looks like feathers.
It does. So it's the new, it's a new fad at the moment.
Yeah.
I won't call it a trend because I don't know if it will stay around too long.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm loving it. So it's called the brushstroke cake.
Wow.
Yeah, so everything these days is about being artsy and creative.
It's gorgeous.
So it's almost like, looks like acrylic paint on the side of the cake. Yeah, it's supposed to give that sort of feel.
So you keep on top of these trends and things, huh?
You have to, Gareth. Wow. You have to, otherwise you fall behind.
Thank you so much. That's
very
welcome. Kind of you.
Only wow. A big pleasure.
Mabali's cake, champagne.
She needs like a birthday table because
she's
got
does.
So much stuff going on right now.
Yeah. There's nowhere to put all this stuff. Here, do you want to put it back here?
Yes.
We need like a half-naked man to be in like a flat back position.
Can you imagine?
And then
can
she can
you
just
imagine?
Put things on his yoga back.
Unreal. So, Mubs, what would you like for your birthday this year? What is your big wish?
You know what? I must say that I am kind of inspired by the whole Year of Yes thing that you and Sia are now on board with.
Are you going to join us?
I think I should join you, Gareth, because I am steadily slipping down the slope of Grumposaurus land, and I do not want to be a grumpy old woman. So
no, especially a lonely, grumpy, smelly old woman. Nobody wants that.
And you don't even want cats either, so there's not even the benefit of being a grumpy old woman.
Yeah, gosh, I feel so good, actually. I'm happy. I can't complain about, you know, a lot of things in my life. So I'm pretty content right now.
Yay, that's terrific. Well, look at this cake from Crystal. If you want to order a very fancy, very expensive cake, I mean, there's only one person in the whole of South Africa that you should be talking to, and that's Crystal from Sensational Sugar.
Thanks, Gareth.
Website still going?
Everything, Instagram, Twitter,
Facebook. Find
you
on social media.
That's it.
All right.
I find these cakes are just mesmerizing. Like, you stare
they
at them.
Are, but
every
be
time
prepared.
You just find yourself staring at them.
She's not going to make you a cake for nothing. You've got to pay big money for these cakes.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not cheap, and she's an artist.
That's it. Thank you, Gareth, for that.
So don't mess around. If you haven't got a budget of 10,000 rand or more, just don't bother calling.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Listen, cakes are big, big business, so yeah.
Well, it's beautiful, and thank you for coming to see us this
You're
morning.
Welcome. Happy
and,
birthday.
Mubs,
thank you very much.
There we go.
It smells so good, too. Mm.
Oh. What kind of cake
I was just going to say, Gareth, it's carrot cake.
I like that.
Can't resist. I know that's most
like
of your favorites.
Please, yeah. Every time. Have I ever said to you, this cake is nice? Like, I would know the difference.
Good. You're not supposed to say that.
No. I wouldn't know.
There would be a problem.
The taste of it is magnificent, but the to me, it's all about the appearance.
For sure.
All right. Yeah. We'll put some pictures up so that you can see this on. Yeah.
Video's already up on Twitter.
Very good.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Thank you, Crystal.
Thank you.
C has planned more surprises for you, Mubs. But let's get into some of the news because we need to know what's going on in the world. And I think a lot of people are very interested in the sudden breaking news story around the Gupta lawyer. Gert van der Merwe. That is his name, right?
What a thing to be in life, eh? The Gupta lawyer.
Well, he's revealed in an affidavit how he laundered money through his attorney's trust account between a former Limpopo MEC and a businessman. And that's just the tip of the iceberg.
Yes, indeed, Gareth. Eyewitness News confirming this and revealing the information that van der Merwe and now state witness seeking indemnity in a 16 million rand fraud and corruption trial. So he's looking for somewhere to hide and be protected, essentially. So what happened was the MEC in question,
That's Miriam Segabutla.
Segabutla, yes, that's right. And the businessman in question, what is said to have happened is that...
Some guy called Johnny Lucas.
Gosh, I can't read this morning.
No, no.
My eyesight is already leaving me.
Oh, well, you know what
you
that
said
means.
Old lady stuff.
Van der Merwe used funds to settle a personal debt of the MEC in transactions which formed the basis of money laundering charges that Van der Merwe is now facing. He appeared in the Pretoria Specialized Commercial Crimes Court with several co-accused before being released on bail of 20,000 rand.
Jesus.
Van der Merwe was arrested back in 2014 already. So it's not as if this guy hasn't been accused of doing suspicious things on the side in the background.
He works for the Guptas, so forgive me if I'm not surprised. But listen to this. In one instance, Van der Merwe states in the affidavit that a bag of 100,000 rand in cash was dropped off at his offices, and then he personally delivered that to Segabutla at the Sheraton Hotel. Can you imagine all this stuff that's going on? You drive past someone in the traffic, you don't know it, but remember they offered WC Jonas 600 million in cash. Do you remember?
I remember. And he declined.
In cash. You know how much? That's a big bag of cash.
And where do you even take or use that? Because you look so dodgy. You can't just even...
You're paying everything. Everything's in cash.
Well, you then get Gert van der Merwe to launder it for you. That's what you do with that kind of money. Because seemingly he's prepared to do that.
So he drove with 100,000 rand in cash. And then he dropped it off at the Sheraton Hotel. Oh, I've just brought this cake from Crystal at Sensational Sugar. Don't mind the fact that there's money sticking out of it. Huh?
Kind of makes you think when you go to hotels and you see men and people in lobbies with strange like hand luggage. Right now, it could just be Gupta money in transit.
Well, listen to this. Van der Merwe has denied performing any such services for his current clients, the Guptas and the Oak Bay group of families. Or group of companies. The Guptas did not respond to a request for comment. Of course they're not going to respond. These guys are being rumbled and chased out everywhere they go now. They can't bank anywhere in South Africa. Bell Pottinger's made them embarrassed. Now their lawyer is an embarrassment.
They don't pay for golf simulators that they want to try buy.
And they don't even pay for golf simulators. What kind of people?
That was the final straw for me.
Horrible.
Oh, was that the final straw, Ben? Not the part where it took them 2 years to settle their wedding bill with Sun City.
Horrible people.
Yeah, I mean, that was the other here or there.
But, I mean, if you're driving around with 100,000 rand cash, aren't you feeling a little bit exposed? I mean, I know people don't know what you've got on your person, but I'm sure, you know...
If I had that money on me, I'd be nervous.
I would be very nervous. You immediately feel like everyone knows what's in your bag and that they want to come after it.
I wouldn't want to walk around, especially not, you know, the Sheraton Hotel it's kind of just south of the Union Buildings. You know, it's a well-known hotel. There's nothing dodgy about it, but the streets around it, I don't know that those are safe. Bag with 100 grand in it. Yo. The whole thing is just very, very strange. Imagine how many other deals are going on all over the country today, right now, today. There are probably people with big packets of money running around handing each other huge amounts of cash. Huh? Isn't that dodgy? What else is in the news? Let's go and check out some of these stories.
Well, I'm sorry to be the bearer of bad news, but there is another audio message purporting to come from the spokesman of the Islamic State, ISIS.
Oh, do you want to hear it?
Did we have the actual audio?
We have the actual audio. Here it is, the spokesperson of ISIS on the line. Yes, go ahead.
Hi, Mabalimoloi. This is Jane Malaji. I just want to wish you a happy birthday and may... Sorry. Wait, see, I don't send that one, please.
All right, so that was the first one. Here's the second one from ISIS.
Hi, Mabalimoloi. This is Jane Malaji. I just want to wish you happy birthday and my God continue blessing you with many more years to come. Enjoy your day with joy and happiness. Oh. Bye. Miss you a lot, Mabalimoloi. Ciao.
And then,
sweet.
And ISIS have issued a third statement. Do you want to hear the third one?
Yes.
Yeah.
There's so many. These guys are so busy. Here we go. Sorry, this is just taking me a second. All right, here it is, the third one.
Hi, Mabalimoloi, this is Jane Malachi. I just want to wish you a happy birthday and...
I think that was the baby.
Yeah. Oh, sweet.
Thanks. All right, so ISIS is definitely softening up.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about receiving birthday messages from ISIS, but, you know, I'll take it, it's fine.
Well, absolutely.
But thank you, Aus Jane. But no. In this audio message, Gareth... What is said to be contained in this message is that there is a call on all followers of the Islamic State to launch.
Is this them?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so what are they saying here?
They're calling on all their followers to launch attacks on pretty much everyone. They want attacks in the United States, Europe, Russia, Australia.
You know what, ISIS? Fuck you.
Iraq, Syria, Iran, the Philippines.
Stop threatening everybody. Why don't you stay in your shitty country, wherever you are, Iraq, Afghanistan, Saudi Arabia. Leave the rest of us out of your shit. We don't want to be involved with you.
They're calling on these attacks because it is the Islamic holy month of Ramadan.
Yeah, so the holy month of Ramadan to them means kill everybody else.
Which began late in May. The audio clip was distributed yesterday on Islamic State's channel. It was attributed to the militant group's official spokesperson, Abi al-Hassan al-Muhajir. No, Abi al-Hassan al-Muhajir.
Rhinoceros.
Saccharomyces.
Abi al-Hassan al-Muhajir.
You're a pussy, Bubba.
Okay, you know what? That's fine.
You're fuck
fine.
You!
Okay, all right. I tried. The authenticity of the recording could not be independently verified, but the voice was the same as a previous audio message, which was also said to be from this very same spokesman.
La okapa sinharaku anta nasango ta tularika kwa umsalajuan was ki ta ankapa one zulura in.
Yes,
I think that's a different guy.
Oh
is that a different guy?
Who can tell with these ISIS people?
I think he's head of cinematography for ISIS.
Okay. Well, anyway, there they are trying to impress us with all their threats. I hate those guys.
Well, yeah. They're on no one's favorites list unless you're on their
side. Shut up, ISIS. Shut up. We're bored with you. Shut up. More people die in car accidents than in your hands. That's how useless you are. People drive badly enough to kill themselves in greater numbers than you and your crappy bombs. Think about that for a second. You could coordinate just one good attack. Dummies. All right, what else have we got in the news?
Well, let's do a quick court update. Firstly, our favorite, Pil Cosby.
Pil Cosby.
We just have to stick to that name. All it just works and sounds better.
How's Pil Cosby doing?
So, for the very first time, Camille made an appearance with him on their way to court on Monday morning. This is the first time Camille has stepped out in public with her husband ever since this entire scandal started. And now experts, law experts particularly, are saying that this is all just a play that works in Bill's favor. Case in point, the way the entire trial started last week was Bill's side of the Lord trying to paint this picture of just a man who may have stumbled along the way and made a few, you know, mistakes. So that's why this whole picture of like a perfect husband.
He was just a horny guy, according to them. But he wasn't a dangerous criminal.
Yes. You know, he just stumbled. So that's why they're actually, you know, people are suspecting that they didn't actually plant Camille in court from the very beginning, because then it looks like, you know, this perfect couple. So Camille, nonetheless.
Well, you know who was there is Felicia Rashad.
Which I think is totally odd, but
that was
also
his wife from TV.
No, Rudy, their 4-year-old daughter from The Cosby Show,
Rudy,
also came in. Do you remember her?
I've been waiting for Rudy to come and support me.
I think it is so bizarre. So, what's her real name? I remember
Keisha
her.
Keisha Knight Pulling. Yes. Pulling or something.
So, also another thing.
I just call her Rudy.
Also another thing I didn't realize, Bill Cosby is now tweeting for the first time in months. So, tweeted a picture
of... Would you
of,
like to come to my house tomorrow and have a drink?
Okay, maybe not exactly like that, but...
You mean this is for the whole internet? I thought it was just for that girl I got numbers for.
Kinda.
First time he's been allowed a cell phone. Imagine giving Bill Cosby a cell phone. That's a dangerous move.
Ugh, as if he isn't dangerous enough on his own accord.
Yeah.
Tweeted a picture of her, of him and Keisha Knight pulling him, saying that she came along basically because hashtag she came to court to hear the truth. And she says, and he says rather, thank you to Cliff and Claire's 4-year-old daughter and the brilliant Spelman alumnus. So, heck, everything continues on, but if you want a quick recap of how actually everything went down last week, the prosecution has rested after 5 days and 13 witnesses. Prosecutors wrapped up the case against Cosby, who's charged again with drugging and molesting Andrea Constance at his home in 2004. And the key developments continue with a quote which actually makes me cringe. Bill Cosby was asked by the deposition, when you got the quaaludes, was it in your mind that you were going to use these quaaludes for young women that you wanted to have sex with? And there was no way
Did he do?
He had to answer and he said yes.
Oh. Incriminating.
Very.
And then, because send quaaludes is actually, that's probably came before send nudes. Send nudes was the watered down version of send quaaludes.
Wow.
Well, a psychologist also testified and said that victims of a lot of the celebrities are often afraid to come forward because of the possible backlash. So Constant did not go to police until a year after the alleged assault. But this was also revealed, you know, last week as well, that Andrea Constant, however you pronounce it,
however you said it is fine,
was actually paid a settlement amount to keep quiet.
So then why is there a trial?
Because there was a little loophole in the system that the agreement in being able to keep quiet says that she's, like, according to the law, she can go to the police, and that's what she said.
You see, if there's a settlement out of court, but then you are forced to go to court by a criminal action, which is what's happened here, then that means it invalidates whatever settlement you've come to.
She didn't exactly go to the press, or she didn't speak about it to her best friends or post about it on social media.
Okay.
But legally, she had to speak. And so now Bill Cosby's lawyers are saying, well, listen, just like, you know, bring
Give
our
us money,
the money
back. Wow.
But yeah, it's intense. Absolutely intense.
How about the Funbrada trial? We haven't heard anything new from there for a while. Have you got an update for us?
Yes. So as of yesterday in court, a ballistics expert said that the whole situation and Hendry's retelling and version of events doesn't exactly work out with what they've been able to come up with. So according to Funbrada, he claimed that there was a scuffle with an intruder who laughed while slaughtering his family with an axe, and that Hendry himself had thrown the axe down the stairs after managing to grab it from the alleged attacker. Now, Captain Candace Brown, who's a ballistics expert from the SAPS, said that an axe being thrown down the stairs appeared possible but highly unlikely. Testifying for the state, Captain Brown also continued to take the court through three impact and damage marks that were found on the walls inside the De Zalza estate house where the horrific murders took place. So Yeesh.
Yeah, she says that these marks were too precise to have just been the result of an axe being thrown. That it must have been being wielded by somebody.
So she took some of the scene photography and prepared that for the analysis. She says that there are three deep markings on the wall. One on the top landing where the bodies were found, one on the middle landing of the staircase, and one near the front door of the house. Now, the one on the staircase showed signs of such great force that it ripped a chunk of plaster and cement from the wall, exposing the brick beneath. And in Henry police statement, he says that after a scuffle, I saw the attacker near the middle landing by the stairs. I'm not a fast runner, so I threw the axe at him. I did not see where or what the axe struck. But according to Brown, however, when an axe is flying through the wall and Newton's law of movement, oh, that sounds so smart, it is highly unlikely such a deep impact mark would have resulted. So, hey, yikes. Hmm. Henry, things are getting real for you.
This guy, does he really expect us to buy this story?
Yes, Gary.
Yeah, that's all he's got.
He really doesn't want to go to jail, so he expects the judge to buy his story.
It kind of becomes like test cricket, really. Like, you know you haven't got enough runs on the board, but you're going to try so hard to get a draw, and you're just going to stay at the crease and just fend off anything you got. But again, it comes back to the trump card. Where's Marley? When's she going to get brought onto ball?
Well, also, how come there's no one else they've arrested? How come there's nobody else?
It's going back to the OJ trial.
Suspected.
When there's absolutely no suspects. You're just the one guy.
It's very odd.
Well, I'll tell you what's very odd. It's Dennis Rodman. But we've all known this for quite some time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it is alleged, Donald Trump's advisors have confirmed he's making his way back to North Korea for a visit as a private citizen. Now, in 2014, this guy went to North Korea to sing happy birthday to his best friend, Kim Jong-un.
Yes. You want to hear it?
Best friend.
This is Dennis Rodman singing happy birthday to Kim Jong-un, the dictator, the evil dictator of North Korea.
Mm.
Why is this thing not playing now?
Of course, Dennis Rodman isn't relevant whatsoever. He's just a very strange, pierced and tattooed man. Well, essentially looked like Morgan Freeman if Morgan Freeman took really bad life choices. That's where he's going, aesthetically.
You do have to wonder, though, what Dennis Rodman and Kim talk about on a random afternoon, sitting, chilling, drinking.
So much good stuff.
Drinking what? Beer? Whiskey? Let's start there.
The reason I bring up this story is, like, what does celebrity do when celebrity doesn't exist anymore? Like, there's not a talk show on Earth that probably cares about Dennis Rodman anymore. There's no amount of ex-Playboy models that actually care about Dennis Rodman. So what's he got? He's got a dictator on the far side of the world who gives him the time of day because he's a nostalgic Chicago Bulls fan from the mid-90s, right?
Yeah, so Dennis Rodman is a kind of celebrity because in North Korea, how many celebrities do you possibly get?
One.
Okay, here he is. This is Dennis singing to Kim Jong-un, all right? You ready? And for you, Mubs, at the same time.
Happy birthday to you.
Dear what? Asshole.
It did sound like that, huh?
It sounded like he said, dear asshole.
How amazingly well-trained are these North Koreans?
And then he bows like a servant before Kim Jong-un. And then they play a basketball tournament.
How amazingly trained are they? Realize this guy can't sing for shit, right? Yeah. So they started clapping in line too.
Sure. But there we go, Mubs. Take it as your happy birthday as well.
Thanks, Dennis Rodman.
Is this where you sort of say it's the thought that counts, maybe?
Yeah.
Well, look, on top of this, Dennis Rodman believes that he's doing humanitarian work by going there. He says he's going to try to change the world, and going there is because it's a whole goodwill visit. Because people are asking, like, why is he going? And obviously, with the paranoia around the fact that Kim Jong has got missiles and stuff, people are saying, is Dennis Rodman a threat anyway?
Well, Dennis Rodman's singing voice is absolutely a threat.
Yeah.
I agree.
On the line right now, all the way from the Bahamas, is Joseph Jackson, Michael Jackson's father, to wish Mabali a happy birthday.
Oh,
Mr. Wow. Jackson, good morning.
Hello. How are you?
Oh, fine, thank you, Mr. Jackson.
I just want to tell you, you are looking fine.
Oh, thank you, sir.
I have been around a long time. I have produced many talented children.
Yes.
Well, one.
What?
Okay, maybe two. And some others who are not so talented. But I know talent when I see it, and you are talented.
Oh, thank you, Joe.
Do you want to join me? I have a hotel room, and I have some drugs, and I have some prostitutes, and we would like you to join us in my hotel room in the Bahamas. Do you want to come?
You know, Mr. Jackson, I would have loved to, obviously, but, you know, I've got to work. Cause
I have made a lot of money with Blu-ray Records, and I'm ready to invest some of that money in your pleasure.
I have not made a lot of money, so that's why I have to work.
Well,
so.
Pity for you. If you only had talented children, you could take some of their money.
Yes, Joe, but I mean, I'm not as strong as Catherine giving birth to 9 different children.
9? I thought it was 12.
Oh.
Listen, do you know Michael's children, Paris, and Prince Michael Jr. and Blanket?
Yes, we do.
You know them?
Well, yes.
Would you ask them to send me some money?
I
have run out.
Joe, you just told us that you...
I would like just a little more.
But you
if
just...
If they could put 4 or 5 million, I'd be very happy.
But you just told us that you made a lot of money through Blu-ray Records, so...
Look, I bullshit you because Blu-ray... Who buys records? Do you know one person who buys records?
Do you have any artists signed?
Look, just ask them for me. Say, your granddaddy's not so good. Tell them... tell them I'm sick. When they call me, I'm gonna cough. I'm gonna sound sick. I say I got cancer in my lungs.
I don't know, Joe. That's money that Michael left for them, not so much
oh,
for
no,
you.
Oh, no, he didn't.
Yeah, yes, he did.
Michael would be nothing if it wasn't for me.
Well, yes, but you know.
Anyway, we've been distracted. So, 2 things. First of all, please ask my grandchildren for some money and see if they could send it. Today, I'll send you my bank account number. You want it? 62015443. There's nothing in it, but I'd like you to fill it up with my grandchildren's money, please.
Yeah, their money, Joe. Not...
Well, it's family money. And then happy birthday, and you know, that kind of thing. Bye-bye. I gotta go.
Bye-bye, Joe.
That was nice of him.
That was...
Wow.
Nice of him to use your birthday as an opportunity to...
To ask for money.
Yeah, get money out of his grandchildren. Isn't that nice?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't want to defame Joe Jackson here.
You couldn't if you tried.
But if you just had to, like, just think about it for 2.3 seconds, would you be surprised if a Bill Cosby a scandal...
With Joe?
With Joe appeared. I really wouldn't. Because I would put him in the same bracket. Listen, I don't know Joe Jackson from a bar of soap. He probably really does have the kindest heart and he's
oh,
family
he sounds
man
like a really
never.
Kind, yeah, he sounds like the sort of person who really thinks about others.
But I wouldn't be surprised if, like, you know, 15 women came out and said, hey, Joe used to take us on a tour bus and give us another sort of ride during those Jackson days.
I had a different kind of Jackson 5.
Yeah, ooh. It's a little sleazy greasiness.
All right, Sia, why don't you prepare Mabale's next surprise for us? And here's a message from Katleho. Listen to this.
Oops. Hey, Mabel. This is literally your favorite person ever.
Now, she's not. That's what makes this funny. Is you could... You're so rude to her. I don't think there's ever been an occasion when you were nice to Kat.
This is Kat, you know, the one you used to work with. I literally just wanted to wish you, like, a happy birthday. And I know you're getting old and whatever, but you still owe Sia and I lunch. So it doesn't even matter that it's your birthday. Can Sia and I just get our lunch? But anyways, I hope you literally have a lovely day. Oh. And send me some cake.
All right. There we go. It's all about her.
I was just going to say.
Even on your birthday.
I was just going to say. You
she
see
wants
how,
the free lunch. She's like Joseph Jackson.
There you go. I must pay for the lunch. I must send her the cake.
Happy birthday to Dungeon Master Mabale Moloi from Cassandra. May your dungeon never be empty, your wine glass always be full, and hope the boys spoil you today. All of them, Cassandra. Then, can I taste your juice from Neil?
No.
You could put orange juice. Give me the box, please. Donald Trump will clear up the Covfefe thing in a video soon. We know what's happened there. I don't know what you're on, Neil, but it looks like it's strong stuff. Suzette says, good morning, team. Happy birthday to Mabali. Relax. All women improve with age.
Thank you.
And other people are saying that all this news today about Claudi, about
Ben Gubane,
about the Gupta lawyer, all of this is to mark your birthday. How do you feel about that?
Pretty powerful. If
Yeah, look at how important you are.
If that's to be believed, I'll take it.
Well, Mubs, we have more surprises for you. Are you ready?
I'm holding on to my seat.
There are only a few things in the world that a woman who has everything could possibly still want. And among them are champagne, a cake from Sensational Sugar.
Yes.
And can you guess what another one of those surprises might be?
I mean, I know that I'm not a 16-year-old with wealthy parents, so it's not going to be like a Rolls Royce parked in my parking spot, is it?
That's exactly what it is! Yay! A Rolls Royce! No, it's not. I'm sorry. That's not what it is. Is that what you want?
No, I mean, I was just guessing.
It's a wedding.
Oh.
Yes, we've decided to marry you off to a very, very wealthy Congolese gentleman.
What?
His name is Unjumburu. He's coming in here now. He wants to marry you right here and now. So we've got a priest, and it's going to happen.
But I wasn't consulted on
Yeah, but that wasn't really part of the plan.
He speaks French. You speak English. Perfect.
I don't even have a dress. You know, I'm wearing my jeans, guys. I'm wearing jeans.
It's fine. He wasn't bothered by that.
He doesn't mind. He's just looking for asylum. So he will do whatever is required. In fact, he's even prepared to bring in the rest of his family on the next flight from Kinshasa if you're prepared to have them all in your house.
Which one of you is going to explain to my father why there are no cows? Where are the cows?
Well, he can bring you Gorilla Hand.
No.
No?
Nope, that's not...
You know Gorilla Hand's the new cow. I mean, Crystal's talking about breaststrokes. We got Gorilla Hand now.
Ojimburu, please bring in your Gorilla Hand and make your proposal to Mabali. Tell him he can come in. Very exciting. Why are we waiting? Tell him in French. Ojimburu, allez à la chambre avec votre femme? Oui, Mabali. What's happening? What's the delay here?
The husband is still getting dressed.
Oh,
he's still getting dressed.
Yes. So he's getting dressed up.
Sorry.
That's not fair, guys. I'm wearing a jean pant. He gets to get dressed up.
Don't worry. I'm sure you'll be fancy compared to him.
Yeah. He's all very decked out. He's just,
Do you want to wait or do you want to...
I want to open my champagne and start drinking it.
Oh, do you know what else you can open?
My nerves.
Oh, yeah, we do have another present for you. Here, look at this, Mubs, especially for you. Here's another fantastic present. Isn't that nice?
Guys.
Explain to everybody what that is.
This is a 2017 edition Cabernet Sauvignon that is labeled premium quality wine. Mabali's juice.
Isn't that nice?
Oh,
that's beautiful.
That's so special.
Oh,
can I taste your juice?
Look at that. Just another one in the litany of fantastic surprises that we have for you this morning.
This is really getting
ridiculous.
This is a dope birthday today.
All right, and someone sent a picture of a cupcake that they're having on their own to celebrate your birthday, and it says "Blow me."
Classy.
Oh, nice. All right, Mubs, in the meantime, why don't we go through some stories that people need to know? Everybody wants to be on top of things this morning. No one wants to be left out in the cold and not know what's in the news, so tell us.
Well, why don't we begin with the fact that Cape Town have set another milestone by opening a clinic for sex workers.
Well, of course.
Well, I mean, if anybody needs health care, it's sex workers, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. A new clinic to serve the healthcare needs of sex workers and their families opened at the Sex Workers Education and Advocacy Task Force, also known as SWET.
SWET, we like them. They do good work.
They do good work. Yeah. This happened last week, Thursday. Now, SWET are an organization that have been working, to provide services and advocacy for the sex workers community, and they've been doing this since the 1990s. They do really good work where, government departments don't, for example.
Well, you see, prostitution is illegal.
Yes.
So these poor sex workers are out there. They're busting their balls to try and bring home some money. And then they also don't have any protection from the law. So they get shaken down by their clients, by their pimps, by beggars, by violent people in gangs. And what do? They don't have any recourse in law. Who are they going to complain to? So Sweat goes out there and they do the tremendous job of looking after these sex workers from a legal and education and a representation point of view.
According to the director of Sweat, Sally Shackleton, she explained that the goal of the clinic is to provide holistic general health care for the sex workers as well as their families and the wider communities. Mm-hmm. She also said that the success of the clinic is dependent on collaboration between all stakeholders involved. Hmm. And yes, as you did mention, Gareth, sex work does remain illegal in South Africa. So, you know, you can imagine that these ladies have very little in terms of services offered to them because, you know, they're afraid of the repercussions of doing illegal work.
And when they get asked at the hospital if they have medical aid, they have to say no. And then they say, well, what's your occupation? And it's an ugly situation to be in.
I'm then surprised that a clinic like this would come before prostitution is actually legalized.
Well, I don't know that there's any basis for shutting down the clinic. Yes, they offer services to sex workers, but also to the rest of the community as well.
Mm. Yeah, they're doing a good deed here. This is a very necessary thing in society. So that's terrific. And of course, sex workers, Mabali's interested in those because she wants to open up her own brothel one day, which she will run as the madam.
Yes. With both men and women.
That's right.
Oh. You don't discriminate.
No. Okay. Services offered.
Hey, Mabali. It's Refueling.
And it's your bum, Mike.
It's me, Mabali's bio.
And of course, King Bless. Happy birthday, darling.
Wow, Mubs, we just wanted to say happy birthday. Enjoy your day. We'll see you guys later.
Oh, my gosh. That's the team from Real Talk where I, you know, rush off to after the show every day where I also work. Wow.
They didn't want you to think they'd forgotten about you.
Hey, it's Zama.
It's Mpiwe.
And this is our happy birthday dedication.
Happy birthday.
The worst rap in the world.
Happy birthday.
Someone wants to know, Ben, this is a bit of an aside from Mabali's birthday celebrations. Ben, what is your top score in the Google Doodle cricket game?
I don't do things like that.
Oh, Ben. There's
enough distractions in this world. I don't need that on top of that.
You don't play the Google Doodle cricket game?
No, sorry.
No, I'm sorry.
Terrible answer.
Did you know that the majority of explosives have trace elements of piggy products? Meaning these batshit crazy Islamists don't get to heaven even after they go kaboom, says Graham.
What's a piggy product?
It means pork. There's pork in the bombs. So they'll get pork all over themselves. Okay. Apparently. All right, Mubs, it's time for your next surprise. Okay. Are you ready to go?
This is so romantic.
I know, there's so much happening.
I am very ready.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's get Mabali's special birthday surprise underway. And action. Strippers. We brought in strippers for you, Mabali. Yes.
We stopped? Okay. I am caressing.
She's holding the microphone like a scared child.
And abs. Oh, thank you, guys.
Wow.
Wow.
Now.
Sure.
What happens now, Mubs? Are you going to get a lap dance?
I mean, yes. I think.
Why are you asking her like she's going to say in this?
I think at the very least that.
All right, gentlemen, why don't you raise Mabali up on your shoulders?
Oh, I'm very heavy.
Oh, please.
Oh, my God.
Weighs all of like 60 kilos. Outrageous. Look at her. Mabali and strippers. This is great. There we go. Happy birthday. All right. This is very, very nice. Thank you, gents. You can put Mabali down. I don't want her broken.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Well, now you've got it all. You got the strippers, you got the champagne, you got the cake.
Yes. You know,
very nice. Thank you, gents.
I do believe it was a doctor that said a glass of wine a day.
Oh, well. Did they mention that you should have strippers every day?
Well, I mean, I would like to say to all doctors that they should maybe consider changing that saying.
Wow.
A couple of strippers a day keeps the doctor away.
We're having a very exciting morning. Gents, you guys, where are you from? And where can all the other ladies see you?
From Teasers.
Teasers,
okay. In Rivonia.
Okay, yeah. Now, what sort of clientele do you pull in there? Are there decent women like Mabale, or is it all just very excited sluts?
Well, we get all different kinds of women there.
Okay.
We get conservative, you know, first timers.
Sure, and you have to be gentle and ease them into it. Sure.
And we also do get our wild types as well.
What are your names?
I'm Johnny.
I'm Derek.
Okay, and you two work there every night, or is it only...
No, we open on Wednesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays.
Yeah. Okay, excellent. And is the money good?
It's relatively all right, yes.
What do you pay for a lap dance if you're Mabale Moloi who's going there for your birthday?
$600.
Whoa.
600 rand.
Nice.
Yes, ma'am.
And then we get a private booth, a one-on-one.
Ah, now what happens in the one-on-one?
We dance.
Very passionately.
How much do you reveal? Do you take everything off?
Yes.
Yes, yes, we do. If, like I said, we request, it depends on what the, you know, we ask the client for. If it's first-time clients, we won't go full Monty.
Okay.
But, if, you know, if the clients have been there a couple more times, then we'll ask, you know, would you like us to take everything off? Now, and we'll take everything
You would
off
have
you.
To be in good shape to do this, which clearly you two are.
Yes.
Now, do you spend a lot of time in the gym? What kind of daily routine do you have? Because this is obviously not your full-time job. This is not the only thing you do, right?
Well, for me it is at the moment.
Oh, it is.
Basically, it's a full-time job because, like I said, the days we're not working is we're training, eating right, we're catching up on the sleep because on the weekends most of the time we don't get much sleep. We're working from.
What's your busiest night?
Will be Fridays and Saturdays.
Fridays and Saturdays
on the weekends. Right.
And now there's a long weekend coming up. Does that mean you'll be open on Thursday as well?
Only if you've got bookings. If you phone in and if there's enough bookings, if you have enough people coming in, then we would open up on a Thursday. We can.
Okay.
All right.
Sorry, I'm just making my booking.
She's actually online right now trying to book in. So is this fun work?
Yeah, it's relatively right. It's nice because people actually come there for entertainment. So to give the entertainment that they're expecting is very nice. You know what I mean? Because if people come there just looking around,
you allowed to have fun on the job? Like, can you have a drink?
Yeah, we can have a drink or two. You just can't be, you know.
You're not going to get drunk.
You have to still be capable of doing the job.
But you need to have fun, otherwise your clients aren't going to have any fun.
We have fun together with them.
And you met some beautiful women?
Yeah. So there's a lot of gorgeous women coming in.
There's a lot of women coming in.
Bachelorette parties?
Bachelorette parties, that's quite a big range as well.
That's quite a big amount of our clientele is.
Okay, now, I don't expect you to name names or to spoil anybody's fun, but some of these women must be very badly behaved.
Some of them are, not all of them.
What's the worst thing that they try to do?
I don't know if you can mention that.
Yes, you can.
They try to grab your cock a lot of the time. They try to, you know what I mean?
I've had my
rip it right off.
Or something like that. Or, you know, we do have the scratches and the biters. Yeah. We also have a couple of those coming in. Okay. But it's not the majority of them. A lot of the majority of them are well behaved.
Sorry, hang a second. The biters. Have you lost your sense of any decency by coming and biting people in public? Can you imagine you having so much fun
that you need to bite someone?
Trust me, I get like at least once or twice a night my nipple gets bitten all the time. And I don't know why. It's always the nipples. I always tell them, why are the nipples? I don't know what porn you guys tend to watch. Or the porn that I watch.
There's no biting of nipples.
They're not biting of nipples, really. Maybe for women, but not for the guys. I always get my nipples. I'm like, okay.
How old is the oldest woman who's been in to watch you dance?
87.
Jesus. Whoa. Do you have to be extra careful?
Yeah. I don't know. I haven't catered for so old.
She was actually quite strong, I must admit.
Strong, really?
Yeah.
Did you have to hold a drip in one hand and then in the other hand you guided her hand?
And the youngest then obviously is around 18 because you 20, wouldn't
21,
allow
21, 21. 21. Yeah, we don't allow younger than 21, yeah.
Okay. Very nice. The largest group of women?
Oh, we've got a large group. Sometimes we had a group of 50 women in there.
Jeez.
That I know of.
That must have been something.
I've seen a group of 200 and odd.
Wow.
That was
the Gupta wedding, wasn't it? 200 odd. The busiest nights you have, are you just non-stop doing
a lot of time. We've got dance after dance.
Summertime is like that, yeah.
Do you have different rates or do all the guys charge
the same? No, all the guys normally charge the same.
Yeah, it's across the board the same price. So.
Do you actually like each other? Is there a competition?
No, we generally get well together as a group.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, nobody takes work from everyone else. Everybody, yeah. It's because it's a client's preference.
Yeah.
You know, you walk in, I like
so the client
like
chooses you.
Yeah, yes, basically. So we all work together well as a team. We give a full experience. You know?
What happens if a guy is out of shape? Like he starts off there and he's fine. You know, he's in good shape, but then he starts to get fat and he starts to become lazy.
Well, generally,
do the rest of you chase him out?
No.
There's a head dancer that will actually try and help him.
Get back in. But generally what happens a lot of the time is if you're not good in shape, you're not going to get picked a lot of the time anymore. Yeah. So you'll work yourself out. So the way to stay in there, you have to...
Yeah. So a woman that's
it's very competitive.
There's not even like a dad bod niche.
No,
Ben.
Some women like a little bit bigger guys, you know, a little bit skinnier guys. But all of us stay relatively, you know what I mean, in well shape. Yeah. A little bit bigger, a little bit smaller, but most of us are relatively lean.
No six pack, no chance, huh?
Are there any guys who've been working for years and years and years?
Yes, we do. We've got a couple of guys. Actually, Derek over here has been working 15 years.
Yes, sir, Derek. You must know everything there is to know about this business.
I train most of the guys that come in there.
Okay.
I was actually trained by Derek as well myself.
But very after 15 good. Years, do you like Donna Summer songs yet?
What's the best song to do a dance to?
Sugar on Me.
Yeah, I'll pour some sugar on me.
Def Leppard.
Yeah.
So when people, a lot of these women come in, they obviously think it's like a Magic Mike situation.
Yeah, there's also the Magic Mike as well. Also that original song also definitely goes well. Right, yeah. But me, like a lot of the older dancers, all of our, like, you know, you have your cowboy, you have your policeman, you have your fireman. So everybody's got their type of, you know, routine that they do. I generally do more like the more modern type. Like I'll use more upbeat music.
Yeah.
You know,
you don't want to use like 70s disco.
No,
we actually have people that dance 70s disco. Yeah.
That's what I said. We don't want to all be the
Each
same.
Each guy has the unique little thing that they do. Yeah.
You don't want three cowboys coming in a row on stage.
All right. So what everybody you say has the unique thing. So what is your unique thing, Derek? What's yours and then what's yours, Johnny?
I set my member on fire.
Oh, Jesus. Oh my
with what? What do you use?
Benzene.
You use?
Benzene.
Benzene, and have you ever had a terrible accident and burnt it to a crisp?
No.
No. No scars?
No.
Do you bandage it and then set? I mean,
no.
I feel like I'm missing a few steps here.
Obviously, you can't have any hair. That would catch fire, right?
There's method to my madness, though. If I do a terrible show at night, if it's just not my night, nobody's going to remember that I did a terrible show if they see me set.
Because they'll see you set your balls on fire.
Yes.
You say that you have to be clean shaven for this, obviously, otherwise because your balls will catch fire and then you won't be able to put it out. I saw a video the other day of some girl with a candle and she was holding the candle and she dripped the candle wax on her in a seductive way, but then some flame went with it and set the whole bush on fire.
No.
She was putting it out. It was very, very funny.
Gone horribly wrong.
Do you ever, are you concerned about the size of your penis because you have to show this off to people?
Generally, a lot of the guys there are not
small.
Yeah, so.
Is it a prerequisite? I mean, do you have to go for like a screening where they say,
not really.
I'm terribly sorry.
Not really. But like I said, a lot of the time you won't make it.
Yeah.
If you don't get chosen very often, because people come back and they'll remember you. They'll remember that's the guy with the big cock or that guy's got a
tiny
penis.
And then they won't come back for more.
Yeah.
Now, is it important in this situation that you're very confident about being able to be completely naked around people?
Yeah, confidence is a very big part.
It's basically the key. You have to be as
how do you develop that confidence? How do you get better at it? I mean, how did you even start doing this?
Just convince yourself. Convince yourself. You have to love yourself as well.
Yes.
I mean, you have to look at yourself in the mirror and think, I look the best. I'm the best there. I'm the best what it is. You get on stage and everybody's loving you and looking at you. And you know what I mean? They come in there to see you.
Is it difficult to have relationships when you do this for a job?
Well, actually, depends on the person, I guess. It definitely makes it harder. But me, I'm in a relationship at the moment.
You are?
Yeah, 5 years. I'm 5 years in a relationship. Yeah.
And what does she think of this?
She's actually very nice about it.
She's actually, in the 15 years I've trained dancers, I've never seen a relationship actually as well.
Wow.
Yeah,
Did you meet her a long time before you started thinking about any of this?
I was with her. I've only been doing this about a year and a half.
Okay.
So I was with her before this, and then I came into it, you know.
Does she ever pop in and surprise you at work?
No, she actually comes most of the night. She comes to work and she watches me every night.
And no jealousy when other girls are around?
No, not at all. She actually likes it that the other women love me, because she loves it that she can take me home every night. Huh. And she's with me every night, basically.
All right, you two. Well, listen, best of luck to you. Thank you for popping by for my Bali.
Thank you very much.
And there we go. If you want to see these gents, you can see them at Tease Hers. Very nice.
Thanks for having us, guys.
See, we're very conveniently located, Mubs. Quite close to that, to Tease Hers. Yes. We're quite close to various other dancing establishments.
Right,
And the Chinese shops.
Listen, prime real estate is where we are, essentially.
All right, thank you very much, guys. Pleasure to have you here. There we go.
Thanks, guys.
A little bit of birthday fun for Mubs. Coming up for 8 o'clock. It's a little Jonas Blue featuring William Singer with Mama. A little something new for you today. All right, it's 9 minutes to go until 8. We've got some fun coming up after 8 o'clock as well this morning, and it's a busy, busy week. I'm off to Germany tomorrow, but I'll be here for the show tomorrow. Yes. So yeah, and then we can check in every morning while I'm in Germany, as long as I'm not traveling.
Are you ready for a lot of sausage?
I beg your pardon? What? I thought that was what we just had for my buddy's birthday.
You're going to Germany?
Oh, yeah, you mean Wurst.
Okay, well, if you want to get all fancy pants on me.
There's different guys. There's Bockwurst und Knackwurst und Leverwurst and what others?
I don't know.
Bratwurst. You've been to Germany.
What is sauerkraut?
You're the only one who has been. Sauerkraut's disgusting.
Is it?
It's cabbage, right?
Is it?
Yeah.
Why did I think it's a type of sausage?
It's revolting.
Ooh.
So coming up after 8, we'll get to the German stuff in a moment or two, but coming up after 8 is Dr. Elna McIntosh and Petrus Lobscher, who's the he's the guy from the sperm bank. Find out all about that.
So appropriate for Mabale's birthday.
Agreed.
Just so appropriate.
Well, we didn't actually book it for your birthday, Mubs. But I thought it would be interesting, you know?
Yeah.
There are a lot of people in this country who want to know how it works. A lot of people who are who have problems with fertility. A lot of people who are interested in storing their sperm for if they need it later on. Sometimes you want to do that while you're young. You don't want to wait till you're old. Yep. Healthier sperm, younger.
Wow.
Once you go over 45.
They don't want it.
No, nobody wants it.
Turn your way at the door.
But it's interesting, like a lot of people. I know a story, for example, of a girl who her husband and she decided that they'd store, for whatever reason, they'd store some of his sperm. And he was actually killed in a car accident. And then she ended up having a child a couple of months after he was dead by using the sperm they put in the sperm bank.
Sure.
And then they had a kid. And even though the dad was never there, obviously, you know, he's part of the kid.
Yeah.
So it's something that some people are interested in. I thought it would be very, very interesting to talk to Elna, who's our best expert when it comes to this stuff.
Especially you hear a lot of these things and we actually don't know true, accurate information. You know, some guys are just very lackadaisical. Like, oh, well, you know, Mick Jagger, he's 72. He just had his 8th child.
It's not always possible.
Yeah. So we need to know how to... Hashtag know thy nuts. Remember we had that conversation a couple of weeks ago. Oh, yeah.
Well, don't worry. Elna's back with more information about how you should look after your sex life and all the stuff that goes with it. What else is going on?
Well, there's probably a lot of fires to put out since the story broke yesterday, thanks to the EFF dropping files that, you know, the Guptas had initially been denied residency in South Africa by a senior Home Affairs official. And so the Home Affairs spokesperson, Maihlo Mechwete, has kind of alluded to the fact that, you know, obviously Malusi Gigaba will release some other kind of statement to provide explanation for his decision to grant the Gupta citizenship after that it had in fact been denied.
What explanation do you think he's going to give? Well, the president, they're his friends, so we said yes.
Look, that is possibly the truth, but I don't think that is the explanation that he will give. How would you advise him? Let's say that it was your job to advise Malusi Gigaba to, okay, listen, this is what happened yesterday.
Yeah.
Now you need to provide an explanation for me and go.
So you call a press conference, right?
Yeah.
And then you say to everybody, all right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for coming. I appreciate you being here. On behalf of the Minister of Finance, who used to be the Minister of Home Affairs, I'd like to just clear up this issue around the Guptas. The Guptas are our president's friends, and we just let them come and live here and have whatever they want. And they're very nice people, and you should stop asking me awkward questions. Thank you.
Oh, but wait, sorry, sir.
Thank you. No questions. Thank you. Thank you very much. Bye-bye. Thank you. There we go. That's the end of that.
Keep it simple. Don't lie.
No.
Tell the truth.
Well, this time, you can tell the truth. Because apparently what they did is that they were denied naturalized citizenship or permanent residence. And then that was changed because Malusi Gigaba himself, the minister, had to intervene personally.
Well, yes. According to the documents that were revealed yesterday, they were denied because they did not comply with all the requirements of the application process. And then the law states that the minister may, under exceptional circumstances, grant a certificate of naturalization to an applicant who does not meet those requirements. So maybe in the fine print somewhere, Malusi will manage to find something that he can use as a way of explaining. Under exceptional circumstances.
Yeah, like the president needed his friends around him to advise him on cabinet appointments.
Sure. That's an exceptional circumstance.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Gareth, can I get a drum roll, please?
Oh, you need a drum roll? Of course you can, Ben. This better be a big deal, though. We don't just give drum rolls to anybody. All right, and...
1.5%.
What does that mean?
1.5%?
That's how much Cape Town's dams have gone up after this massive storm.
Oh, that's...
That's terrible. That's not even a pass.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Is that it?
That's it.
After those storms.
Yeah, after all those storms and the fact that people were marking themselves safe on Facebook, 1.5%. So that means basically like a week extra water maybe?
But guys, do you remember...
That's terrible. I don't know how they're going to make it.
Do you remember when they were saying here in Johannesburg at the time when our dam levels were very low, all the people who were supposedly in the know were saying it would take, or it would need 3 years to fill up the dams. Mm. But then it happened in a matter of months.
Well, it happened in a matter of weeks, actually, because we get proper rain here. Like, it just rained and rained and rained, but like properly for, I think it was generally within 2 weeks, and it was 100%. Whereas in Cape Town, it's got to blow, and then it's got to like maybe rain. It's basically like organizing a bri with people in Cape Town. You're never going to get commitment. It's going to be here and there.
And these guys also, the rain comes in winter in Cape Town, so it's a different kind of rain.
Yeah.
Summer rain is a lot more, there's a lot more volume. Somehow it just feels like it's a better quality of rain. Cape Town, they have to wait and wait and wait, and then nothing. I see that the guy who invented Hawaiian pizzas died.
Yes.
Did you hear about this?
I'll tell you the whole story. I did see something yesterday.
I mean, who knew that this needed an inventor? But the world is mourning as the beloved inventor of Hawaiian pizza passes away. Who would have thought that the death of Adam West over the weekend wasn't as bad as it gets? Well, according to this story, he died at the age of 83. That's right, because Sam Panopoulos, that's the guy who invented the Hawaiian pizza. All this genius did was take some pineapple and some ham and put it onto a normal pizza. Sam is said to have brought pineapple pizza in the mainstream all the way back in 1962 when he had his own restaurant. He and his two brothers operated a number of restaurants after emigrating from Greece in 1954. So, interestingly enough, Hawaiian pizza isn't Hawaiian at all. It's not even American. It's actually Greek. Huh? How do you like that?
You know, a lot of people find pineapple on pizza to be very offensive.
There are
people who really take the greatest exception to having pineapple on their pizza.
I find it far more appalling if people put meat on their pizza.
Oh,
I think it's disgusting.
Here we go.
Should not be allowed. Should be There should be a law against it.
You're like the Gestapo of pizza, aren't you?
I don't believe in pizzas with meat. No chicken, no ham, no salami, no pepperoni.
You
no,
don't.
No beef, no lamb.
Oh.
No pork of any kind. Peace and love, peace and love. Not allowed.
No life, no fun, no adventure.
No meat.
Oh. That is very emphatic.
You're allowed to have all the good stuff. The cheese and the various vegetables, and if you're really a bit weird into fruit, maybe you can
are
have
you
some
olive lettuce. Person.
Are really okay with olives vegetables?
Fine. So, olives are fine.
So
yeah.
You are all up for artichoke and butternuts and brinjals?
Yes,
give
absolutely.
It a go. But you can't yes. have anything of meat.
It's a pizza pie. Oh. You keep it vegetable, and the only thing that's on there that's an animal product is the cheese. God damn it! Any of you want to argue with me? Then take a number.
You just don't know what you're missing though. This is the odd thing.
You know,
it's like you are spiting yourself.
I have had pizza with meat on it. It does nothing for me. It is evil. It's the devil's work. Mm-mm. You may as well eat it while walking backwards and praying to hell.
That's fine. As long as you don't get indigestion, go ahead.
That would be quite the skill. Walking backwards, praying to hell.
Like yesterday.
And eating meat on your pizza. It's the same thing.
Like yesterday, I went for the 2-for-1 deal at Kolkakia's because Daniela was in hospital over the weekend. And the first thing she wanted after that food was a good pizza.
Yeah.
And it was so difficult to order. Normally, I just go there as takeaway, but we actually decided to sit down. And it took us like 10 minutes because there was just so much.
Oh, so you had a seer moment.
I kind of did because there was so much to choose from and so many different ingredients. And eventually, you just go, they're all good, so I'll just take that one.
I think I'm going to go today. I feel like it. Did you have that salad that I gifted you the other day?
Yes, Gareth. It was ordered.
I sent Ben. He was pointing at the app. I told you the story, right? We discussed this on the show. So while I'm busy doing the show, he points at my Kolkakia's app and he says, oh.
No, you showed me your app. And then I went to see if you've got any things to like cash in on.
Yeah.
Because you get such great rewards. And then I showed you with great delight that you can now enjoy your favorite salad for free. And you got all defensive, like I was shaking you down.
You were. So I thought, I better give him this salad. So I just gave it to him. So he gets the salad in his app. Now I don't have any salad on my app. I'll have to just pay like normal people.
Oh, shame.
Yeah, shocking. Couple of messages coming through. A lot of people asking about Mabale's birthday and how old is she really? How dare you ask a woman how old she is? Amanda attacking Uber drivers is what is wrong with the East Rand. Sia, how are your titties? Oh. And happy birthday, Mubs. That's all from Graham.
Graham is.
What do we answer
Graham
first?
Is concerned about everyone.
He's on exactly. fire.
Thanks for that.
Someone wants to know, is my pizza favorite pizza called the Jihad Pizza? and a pizza isn't a pizza without meat, according to somebody here. Carl and Josie says, I will not eat a pizza without meat. I'm not even kidding. Well,
so essentially we have two extremists here between you and Carl.
If you want to be a peasant, you go ahead.
These are very strong words.
Hey.
Peasant. If you want to be a devil worshipping charlatan, you go ahead. But don't involve me in your filth.
Wow.
How dare you? This woman ate meat on her pizza. Listen, is she having fun?
She sounds like she's really enjoying it.
No, she's really not. Don't do it, everybody. Come on. This is an appeal from the Italians themselves. Are you ready?
When you order a pizza, like don't put meat on it. That's you don't need a lot of meat to make a perfect pizza. Better you don't need it.
Damn it.
What's the title of that song?
It's called
okay.
Yeah.
Very
good.
I'll try to spell that later.
Very good.
All right. When we come back in a moment or two, Elna McIntosh, and we're going to talk about sperm banks. Yes. Don't pretend you don't want to know how that works. Beatrice Lopes is going to pop in with her. We'll also talk about the Men's Foundation and a number of other things. We spoke about Know Thy Nuts not so long ago.
Oh.
Do you think sperm banks are like generally hefty places to work at?
We will find out, Ben. All of that and more on the way on a super action-packed surprise birthday edition of the Gareth Cliff Show on cliffcentral.com with Mabali Moloi. Cliffcentral.com.